Trippy, keep your arms and hands together as you interdimensionally transform. We are not responsible for testicular malfunctions, anal leakage, or battery deflation. The Inspired Disorder Podcast is brought to you by Onnit.com. Go to Onnit.com and check out all the fine nootropic supplements that they offer there. Makers of Alpha Brain, New Mood, Shroom Tech Sport, and Shroom Tech Immune. If you decide you want to purchase any of these fine supplements and want to save 10% on your order, please use the coupon code INSPIRED at checkout, and you will be letting Onnit know that we sent you, and that helps us out. There's another way you can help us out. And if you like going to Amazon and shopping at Amazon, this one's the right one for you. Go to Amazon.com through our banner on InspiredDisorder.com/podcast. Go to that page, click on the banner, or you can go to the bit.ly short link, bit.ly/IDPAmazon. That's bit.ly/IDPAmazon. Shop as normal. Do whatever you want, buy whatever you want, and a percentage of whatever you spend at Amazon when you go through those links or through that banner, a percentage of that goes to help out the podcast. And we thank you. You can also, if you like to buy clothes, buy accessories, buy artwork and posters, there's a great site called Jack Threads. And if you'd like to sign up for this members-only account, this daily email, they'll send you an email every day of up to 80% off hot-ass brands, awesome brands. If you want to receive these emails, and if you like to go shopping online, and you want to be part of this members-only thing, we have an invitation for you. You can access that invitation by going to inspiredsorder.com/podcast, or you can go to the bit.ly short link, bit.ly/IDPJack. One more time. That's bit.ly/IDPJack. Do either of those. Sign up. You'll get daily emails. Cancel at any time, but you'll get awesome discounts on amazing stuff. And if you ever buy anything, a portion of that comes to help the Inspired Disorder Podcast. So those are our sponsors for the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Thank you all for listening. And now it's time for the show.
Welcome to the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Red Bull Podcasts inspired by life, love, stress, and setbacks. With your hosts Ray Taylor and Justin King. Disorder starts now.
Now talk.
I'm talking test one.
Fuck,
two.
Fuck yeah,
one, two.
We're recording. I got audio. Yeah. I got audio, motherfucker. I figured it out. All right, so now we're recording. So now let's talk about something. And now it means something. Gonzo, I'm recording the audio of this just in case. I just started recording.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how. Hey, I figured it out. What's up?
Can again? No, not at all. I want you guys to hear something because...
Oh, Jesus.
No, this was awesome. It was Brendan Walsh.
Okay.
Well, actually, yeah. I'm gonna let you guys decipher it.
Hey, this is DenverDreams.net, and it's not a porn site. He used that joke on me the same way he uses it on every guy that he has to do one of these fucking pointless drops for the three guys on Death Squad who Google it. And for you guys, I have to say, what's up, overweight guys in black t-shirts? Do you see who you are? This is Doug Benson.
That's amazing, dude. I heard that. I heard that. Isn't that on your, wasn't that like the intro to your website or something like that?
No, I was using the RE one.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That one was funny because, that one was funny because we had a Masked Yeti on Twitter come down and he, I guess, ate some fucking Rice Krispies treats before he came down. Mm-hmm. And he brought his friends, Finn or Neil or something, Nigel, that was his name. And they both came down and then we sat in the truck and we smoked. And then all of a sudden he just went into his own place. You could tell that was it, right? I was like, all right, well. And so he sat on one side of the theater and we sat on the other. And then after the show, like, we hung out and got our picture taken with Doug and Joey Diaz and Brian Callen and Brennan Walsh and Joe Rogan, everybody that was at the show. And but we were just sitting there hanging out with Brendan and Doug. And Monica, Mo Desi would go and she'd fucking roll a joint and come back and we'd smoke it. Right? We'd just all four pass it around and it'd get to about halfway down and then I'd be like, babe, go get another one, right? Bam, she'd go and get another one and bam, bring it back, right? And so then whenever Joe came out and everybody was lining up and the, like, usher, I guess you would call her, she was like trying to get everybody away from Joe and get everybody to get in line or whatever. And she tells Brendan that he's got to get out of the way. He goes, I don't know if you realize this, but I was in the show, right? And he goes, actually, we were in the show. And he just kind of pointed in our direction. So we just kind of acted like we were in the show too.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to stand there while Doug and Brendan were like photobombing Joe Rogan pictures.
That's awesome.
Right? That's and awesome. We were just smoking joint after joint with Doug Benson. It was awesome, dude. I mean, that's I really couldn't cool. complain.
That's cool, man.
What a perfect person to, like, perfect people to have your, like, picture photobombed by.
No shit.
Right?
Like, oh, I got a picture with Joe Rogan. Oh, I got Brendan Walsh and Doug Benson, well, too. Sweet. And like,
the funny thing is, that Brendan Walsh ended up photobombing our photo with Joe Rogan. So, here, I'll show you real quick. And the funny thing is that Doug Benson took the picture.
It's blurry. You need to talk to. So it goes to your camera.
Whatever. So yeah. The thing is, Brendan was at the bottom and
you're at the top. That's great.
Yeah, that's how it works out. Yeah.
Well, you showed him who's boss. That's okay. Of course. He's like, this is the meaning of the bone zone, bitch.
So how's this From All Corners podcast coming for you guys, dude?
It's going good, dude. We just did another one, a short one today.
Yeah? Oh, who'd today? You guys have on?
Nice.
78 JC.
Okay. Yeah. He was helping us out with our audio today.
Yeah.
Thank God, because it was bad.
He's all echoey, man. I don't know.
I think it was. I think it was Mick, dude. I think it was feedback coming back from Mick.
That's what because, I thought. But
it was only when you talked and when fucking Gonzo fucking.
Yeah. Is it just me or do I look like an alien?
I don't know. I think I look pretty alien-like too. Oh shit! Too many.
See, might have been. No, dude, you can't flush this. All I'm saying. Hold on. Hear me out. Uh-huh. So who'd you guys have on the Firm All Corner show today?
Just said 78 JC.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
I was waiting for a sound effect, and I just
got was too. Today is just not your fucking day, is it?
No, it's not.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So, what'd you guys talk about though? Like, what could we look for if we were gonna search that on iTunes tomorrow?
What do you mean? What would you look like? What would you be looking for?
No, I mean,
motherfucking
like,
bullshit is what this is.
God damn it! Look, dude. This is why I didn't want to do a podcast with you guys. Look.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's why he kept begging us not to come on. Please don't come on the show.
Look, yes, please do a podcast with me.
I have slight diarrhea with blood in it. Please don't come on.
I'll be leaving every 5 minutes, but it'll be for a good reason.
Yeah. Fire hose out your ass.
Podcast from a toilet.
Oh man, happens, that was man. So good. For real.
Yeah, that's that's a better name.
No, but what did you guys what were you guys talking about? 78 JC on Twitter. What were you guys talking about today?
Dude, I honestly can't remember. I was really high the whole time.
So I promise you.
Politics and religion, same stuff.
Yeah, so I promise you that if somebody asked me what we talked about tonight, I'd be like, yeah, a bunch of cool shit. Like, you should probably check it out. Check it out on Twitter. Check it out on every other social media thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know exactly what we talked about. Like, is that really what we need to be talking about right now? Like,
if one of us has to go down for this, I hope it's you.
That's what I'm saying. That's it.
That's it.
And you know what? I'm glad Mick laughed. That motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Broke my heart.
And it's too late.
I'm just saying, dude.
Did he
give love
a bad name?
All I'm saying is that, like, he left you and I alone for a long time. Like,
yeah,
I could do an
hour.
Yeah,
you left a bunch of times, though.
Yeah.
Don't lick your lips and, like, pretend that I just didn't say that. I mean, it happened, but, you know, I know. I know what you're saying.
But then he just rolls out. Yeah, so now it's just me and you.
Are you saying
you
miss Mick?
Me, you, and Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Well,
Jesse.
Hello.
I just got a quick question. Like, whenever you guys were filming the first season, were you like, holy shit, this is the dad from Malcolm in the Middle?
When we saw it, who?
Malcolm in the Middle's dad. Walt. You remember Walt when he was in his underwear?
He didn't study his,
I don't pay attention to who I work with. Yeah. I'm just CGI'd in, dude. CGI'd straight in.
That's good shit.
So,
that's why the show is so fucking good, man.
Yeah.
CGI. Serious.
So what do you really feel about fucking crystal meth? Like, what is your honest feelings about crystal meth?
It pays the bills. Is crystal meth really blue? Is the good shit really blue? Really? Wait, are we doing soundboards again?
Oh,
What have we come to, guys? What are we doing with our lives? We are grown adults.
This really is constant confusion.
Yeah.
I mean,
I still don't know where the fuck I'm at, man. I thought this was like the Daily Show or something. John Stewart.
Man, Tony, you smoke mess sometimes. You know?
Hold on. Hold on. Somebody just walked in.
Hello. It's Mo Desi.
Yeah, you guys should talk to her. Hold on. You should talk to her. I'll be right back.
Yeah,
this will really confuse everybody.
Left again. Ugh. Can't even hear. Can't even hear anything. It's got another part, another movie. Sequel.
All right, so you guys, rest of us here?
Me and all the voices in my head? Yeah. Thank you for acknowledging all of them. They quite appreciate that.
We're imaginary friends that...
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Yeah. Tomorrow's gonna be a long day, but it's gonna be worth it.
Oh man,
are you gonna leave?
He is leaving. What are you?
Did he fart on you? Did he fart on
you
right now? Really?
Yeah.
Did he really do that? Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh man, if you throw up, I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't. Not that I know what his fart smells.
It would boost our rating.
Yeah.
Oh, that was foul.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a good audio vomit. Then we could record it and make it a drop.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on a file puking.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I'm not the one that said it, but it really, it smells horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh God.
Oh, excuse me. That's a little one.
That's a good one.
That was a big one. Sorry, you know, sometimes... Sometimes it just opens up. It's my mating call.
What?
Ask him about
zombies.
I think it's time for the zombies to wake up.
He was just telling me, ask him about the zombies.
No way!
Yes way.
Is he, like, scared of zombies? Can you know the truth. Don't look at him for answers.
I can't even see him. Oh, there he is.
Okay. Wait, is he scared of zombies? Is he scared? Is he scared?
Sure.
Are you sure?
I don't know. He doesn't talk about zombies.
Why doesn't he
talk about zombies? Bullshit.
What?
I'm talking about zombies because bullshit.
No, bullshit is brown. Zombies are like a grayish tone.
Really, Trunks?
Oh, I heard that fart. That wasn't even a soundboard. That was real life.
That was really close to my face.
That's what methane sounds like.
That's gross.
That's what beer smells like.
Ugh, beer and hot dog
way,
and
man.
Whatever else he's eating today.
What jersey are you wearing, Ray?
What's up?
What jersey are you wearing?
It's a really, really fucking old Michael Jordan jersey.
Who's that?
Michael Jordan?
No.
He was this guy that was like pretty good in the National Basketball Association back in like the 90s. He played for the Chicago Bulls. Sometime people get crazy, and he might have been one of those guys, and he went from playing with a large ball to a small ball with a bat, and just like, no, that doesn't work, brother. It doesn't work. And
What if people actually, that's how they remembered Michael Jordan, was as a minor league baseball player? and not as a basketball. Like, there's some person out there that had no idea who he was outside of minor league baseball.
Are you describing yourself right
Excuse
now?
Excuse you?
No.
I know. I don't know, man. I would be very, like, sympathetic towards their ignorance of, like, general knowledge, you know.
I'd call them an idiot. I would be like, really?
Yeah. No, I would, too, but not to their face. Cause
is there any beer left?
And I'm
yeah, just talk about, just talk shit about them on the podcast later on.
Huh?
Oh, that's why I have a podcast, so I can talk shit about people. And nobody listens to it, so I can just talk and nobody would know. So it's all good. That's it.
I'm going to get beer.
I know.
Can you get me some, too, please?
I don't think there's enough for the both of us. But if there was, I would share with you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's enough for me.
Oh, well.
I'm not dragging my fridge for beer.
I'll drink that. I don't care.
I'll be back.
Oh shit. I'm all alone.
No, my fridge's right over here.
What's up? Oh, your fridge is you have a fridge in your room?
No, I'm not in my room.
Oh, you have a podcast in your kitchen?
Yeah, that's
holy shit.
It's like the Doug and Karen one.
I have a sound that would totally sum everything up, everything at the same time.
Ron, where are you?
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Just in case anybody was wondering.
Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Ah. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many.
It's something I say every time I masturbate.
Is it? Every time?
Well, not every time. Sometimes it's ready to go.
So I didn't have alcohol, but I had snack packs.
That's basically the same thing.
It is.
Snack pack. What kind of snack pack is it? Like Lunchable?
It's the milk chocolate variety.
Dare you? That's
freaking. You want some?
No. Yeah. Please, thanks. Just mail it to me. I'll microwave it and bring it back to life, like your Krispy Kreme donut.
Microwave off all the fungus.
Yeah. Just like, it's gonna be all like coagulated and hard, so I'll just microwave it, and the magic of radiation will bring it back to me. We're not talking about zombies anymore, okay? We're talking about snack packs.
Yeah.
Snack packs. I mean, yeah, I guess they were all right.
Don't judge snack packs.
No, I'm not. That's the whole thing, is that I don't really have a judgmental statement or a pro or anti snack pack. Like, they are what they are.
You're like the snack packs.
Yeah, I am. I couldn't give a fuck less about a snack pack.
Can I move your props?
But I thought that was a snack pack.
No, Jesse, you're not.
Crushing. I heard that crush sound like a can. That's what.
Look at him. Look at him. Each day he doesn't share.
You're
going
to drive him back to methamphetamines.
I know.
He's going to be cooking with Walter White once again.
Brendan Walsh, of all people, does not like that show for some reason.
But there's a lot of people that don't like it at first for some reason. I think it's because they jump in the middle somewhere, and it's like you need to do yourself a favor and start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning, for sure,
and just experience the goodness that is Breaking Bad, no matter how stressful or paranoid or worried or, you know, whatever, you know, pregnant you get from watching it. You need to watch it and suffer the consequences.
Wait, you can get pregnant from watching the show?
I mean, you can. I mean, if it doesn't pull out in time.
But that's for a later show. So the thing is that that show, I'm in season 3, like episode like 6 or 7, something like that. I don't know, man. I really don't like that fucking cunt, his wife.
That's how you know she's a good actress.
Oh, of course.
No. You're not going to like her. Oh, well, there's a point where you get a little bit of respect for her.
There was, at one point, I was hoping she'd get shot in the belly.
Spoiler alert, Jesus.
No, I'm sorry, but the thing is that if she had gotten blasted in the belly.
Well, she did. That's how she got pregnant.
To an extent, but. I don't know, dude. No, I gotcha. Oh, shit. That's definitely not going to work.
Uh-oh.
All right. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Woo!
Woo!
Woo!
Woo!
Woo!
Cocksucker.
Well, I didn't know he liked chickens, but.
So who's Dr. Davey?
None.
I
can grow a beard.
I can grow a beard.
Have a beard. I can ungrow
God
a beard.
God damn it.
You can shave really good?
It's like the three stages of beards in this thing that I'm looking at.
None, some, and whole.
None, some, and come.
Is that the game we're going to play?
No. I hope not. Google wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that.
I think that should have been first.
Although you are eating something that is texturally comparable. Man, that's not fair. You guys are like tasting on yummy treats, and I'm sitting here.
Why don't you smoke a bowl?
What's that?
You don't have a bowl of smoke?
You can't.
I like Cheerios.
Okay, but what happens? You don't have any Cheerios?
I have plenty of Cheerios. It's, you know.
Okay, well then.
Just I gotta pee.
Put the camera. Put the camera on your clothes. There you go. There you go.
I'm gonna go pee, and I'll be right back.
Hey, we're all gonna go pee. Everybody's
should
going
I play
to pee.
Some music? I'll play some
you
music.
Should. You should.
Okay,
you should.
Hold on. Let me find some.
All music. Right. We're all going to go pee. And this will be another. Holy shit. Here's the shitty thing, folks, is that Gonzo Green has to edit all this shit.
Well, I've got this part of the audio, so.
No, are you,
at least
are you
this part
send
is.
Send me that?
I can. Or, yeah, I can.
Yeah. So now I'm going to have like 3 hours of audio down to. Like
you know what? You know
half.
What you could do? Fucking just put it all together, not cut anything out, and just let people listen.
Yeah, dude.
And just call it two ups.
You can just call it the title of your podcast, and people would just understand because they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I get it now.
Nobody knows
what
the fuck is going
on. And then you need to edit that part out and put it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, put on some music, dude. We're going to go smoke a cigarette.
All right, man.
Time for a new me. dressing freaky and riding bikes and bands and beer are things you like. The most fun fundraiser around the Tour de Fat New Belgians band in town.
Here's a song. I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight.
Here's a song.
It ain't no big thing.
Waiting
for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow $10 from my old man.
He's an old man.
It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story. It'll be all right. It ain't no big thing. With you.
I have no idea what this
I know
is.
What you like.
But it's playing.
You just have some shit. You have just some holding music.
Yeah. Just playing the no effects on the
You have the munchies really bad right now.
You have what?
The munchies. But I saw you because, like, still working with a broken computer screen. So, like, I'm looking at a TV. And, like, when I went to the kitchen, I saw that I could see you from the TV, and I was like, well, I'm not going to sit here and make a sandwich. I'll make it to there.
Dude, go make a sandwich, man. Now is your time. I just went to go pee. I don't need another drink. I'm good drinking.
Yeah.
Especially going to be doing this right now after I had a chocolate bar. That's really good. But yeah, make your sandwich, man. Or string cheese. String cheese is good too.
Look, yeah,
that shit.
Yeah.
One headphone and the sandwich. There you go. This is a weird song to be talking to.
Yeah.
Kiss me bones. Kiss me twice. Yeah, that's some nice string cheese you're eating there in there. My phone's about to die. So you got to work tomorrow or no?
No.
Nice.
No.
That's cool. What days do you have, like, regular days off or no?
Yeah, Monday through I work Monday through Friday. 9's Monday through Thursday and then 4 hours on Friday.
That's not bad, man.
No, so I basically have 2.5 days off.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you're bouncing around all over the place?
Yeah, like Arizona right now. We've been here quite a bit for the last, like, couple years. Well, at least, like, in the southwest area. Like, here in New Mexico. And then after this, we're going to be in Southern California, so.
Cool, man. We're in Southern California.
It's Loma Linda.
Oh, Loma Linda. That's why. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's closer to L.A. now that I think about it.
I think it's try
to look it up, but I don't want to fuck anything out.
My buddy lives in Oceanside, and I think he said it's like 1.5 hours away from there.
Oh, yeah. So it's like just below L.A. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
No. That's cool, man. When are you coming out there?
We're thinking probably like the beginning of November.
Okay, cool.
End of October, beginning of November, so that should be
sweet.
Should be, yeah.
Hit me up, dude.
Oh, definitely, dude. Sure. I planned on it.
Are you going to the Mayan Apocalypse show?
I think so.
Yeah, cool, man. I think Izzy's gonna try and come out, and Mish is supposed to be coming out, and a bunch of fucking people.
That'd be so fun, dude.
Fuck yeah. I don't know when the tickets go on sale. I don't think they announced it yet, but yeah, got to do it. And then Justin, I told Justin, is like, if he doesn't go, I'm going to shoot him in the head. So it might be his apocalypse if he doesn't show up. No, but I think he's going to show up because I told him well in advance. So if he doesn't get the time off, I don't have shit to put on his doorstep. I tell you what.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It should be cool.
Yeah, Rogan's coming to fucking Phoenix and...
Really?
In October.
Nice. I've only seen him. I saw him when I went up to the ice house that one time. Other than his, like, you know, stand-up CDs mm-hmm. and shit. That was the only time I saw him live. It's fucking... It's crazy. And that was, like, one of the first times I saw... And that was the only second comedy show I ever saw live.
The only comedy show I've ever seen live is Chelsea Handler, dude.
Really? When was that?
Yeah. That was in Reno.
How long ago?
2 years ago, okay. Maybe. Two and a half years ago.
Good. Who else was there? Do you remember or no?
That big fat black, or not black, but big fat gay white dude. Bald.
Carlos Mencia pre.
No,
Rogan,
he was like,
intervention.
No. This was like.
I don't know who that is.
I don't think he's
Ralphie
ever had.
Ralphie May is like the only fat white guy I know.
No, he's gay. Like he was on Chelsea for a while, but he stopped like after.
Oh.
Like he never really caught on.
That's cool. So have you just not gone to comedy shows, or are you just not into going to comedy shows, or what?
No, I want to go, but, like, there's one time, there's, like, in Phoenix, dude, there's not a lot of really good, there's not comics that I'm into that come through a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, Mencia was here, and it was just like, fuck him, like, yeah. I'm not going to go. Like, I didn't realize Ari Shaffir was going to be there with Ralphie May, like, a few months ago until... Or, like, it was, I guess it was a year ago until, like, a day or two before, and of course it was Ralphie May, so he sold out.
Yeah,
and then the Naughty Show was there, but dude, I was on my way there and traffic was so bad, like I was just like, and I had to work the next day. I was like, you know what, this isn't worth it.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Me and my roommate, we went up to the roast that was called roast. And we were making good time, and then all of a sudden, right when we hit LA, it was like traffic, and we were in traffic for like we were gonna show up like an hour plus over, like with that much time to spare before the show started or before we had to get in line or whatever the fuck.
Mike's muted. Hey guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Me and Trent are gonna call it a night.
Okay.
All right.
that took forever for me to say, but good night, guys. This
all right.
Trent. He said good night.
All right. That's all good.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Or if it's going to end. No. Okay.
No.
So where are we at? So we barely showed up like 10 minutes before we were supposed to be there. So we were in traffic for like almost an hour, like just in not even a mile distance. I fucking hate LA. I hate it.
Yeah.
but it's cool. It's like I'd never been to a TV show taping thing. Like, I've never been in an audience for that. So it's kind of weird. But it's cool, like seeing the thing and everything. And I didn't have to drive, so that was cool, too. Because I would have hated that shit. But
yeah.
And I miss, like, in San Diego, I mean, there's a lot of comics come here. But with work, like, I can't get the time off, or I just don't know. I don't know in time enough to get the time off work.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see, like, something with the Naughty Show, if I'm going to go to it, I'm going to go all out with the, like. I'm going to fucking go out and party. Like, I'm going to do what I need to do. Like, it's a Naughty Show. I'm going to have fun. Like, but that was the thing. Like, a lot of the times in Phoenix, a lot of people will come for one night only, and it's on a weekend. But, I mean, I was surprised Rogan's coming. He's coming for three nights. He's coming, like, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of October, I believe.
That's cool, man. Isn't Doug Stanhope out in? No, is he in Arizona or New Mexico?
No, he's in Arizona, but he's like northern Arizona.
Okay, so
he's like in,
who's Rogan bringing? Did he announce it yet?
No, he has. I don't think he's announced it yet. He hasn't even really talked about it, like,
yeah,
at all.
Yeah. And, well, but it's up on his site.
Yeah, it's up on his site, and it's on Stand Up Live's site, which is the venue. Because there's, okay. You heard about the fucking owner of one of the comedy clubs here that like disappeared and then ended up committing suicide, didn't you?
It's vaguely sounds familiar, but.
Yeah, well, I think Rogan and Red Band talked about it in like it was like an, I think it was an older Ice House Chronicles, and yeah, like he kind of went crazy, and cause basically Stand Up Live came in, put up like the people, like the owners built this super nice comedy club, and then they basically killed the Tempe Improv, which was what the guy owned. But the Tempe Improv sucked. You couldn't. I don't think they even sold alcohol there. Like
it's like 18 plus or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. So it's just like, oh well, yeah. Same with it.
Yeah, I think I remember them talking about that. But like, you know, I mean, it's like when they talk about stuff that you're not like. I don't know. I don't live in Arizona, so it's like I don't know. Yeah. So it's like I probably just blocked it out, or other things kept me from remembering.
Yeah, no. Scottsdale has a nice comedy club too.
Yeah,
They're a little more. They do a little more of the alternative like crowd.
Okay, which that's like Doug Benson's crowd, right? Doug Benson's.
Yeah, I would say that's like him and he like he does a lot of shit with Graham Elwood, who I would consider alternative, but I find him fucking funny.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know they talk about it all the time, and I kind of get the idea of alternative comedy, but I don't know that I've seen an alternative comedy that I didn't like, but I don't know how many that I've seen, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, because I would consider almost Doug Benson as an alternative comic.
Yeah, or like even like a Brody Stevens, like because he has almost a character going, but I don't, you know, I saw him once, but it's, you know, I don't know it enough to know what the definition of alternative comic would be, because you know what they say is like, oh, they have their notes when they go up, and there's like it's more of an act, I guess, but yeah. I don't know.
It's theater. Comics. It's more theater.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, when I went to the Ice House, Randy Licky was up, and he was doing like a few jokes with his iPad. Like, he had a few jokes that involved his iPad. So it's like, I could see, and like, if you've seen The Bone Zone, then you would get the joke. But, like, I could see that being alternative. But, like, I don't know if that's necessarily a definition of alternative, you know?
Oh, no, I think him and
Randy?
Dr. Dave. Yeah, him and Randy. Dr. Davey.
Yeah.
Those two, like, are alternative because they're almost like, sketch comedy, but
they're duo.
They're good. Yeah, they're kind of like the Sklar brothers, but they're not twins.
Yeah, or like Laurel and Hardy, but not black and white movies about slapstick.
They're not. Dude, I asked my mom when I was little if everybody back then like was black and white, like and wore black and white and everything.
And then she said yes. And you're like,
that
explains a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. You guys just had black and white clothes. That fucking sucks.
And then what was that movie that Tobey Maguire was in where it was like he was transported into like a black and white sitcom and then like colors started emerging? Perfect Land? Pleasantville. Yeah. It was like that. It's like that movie was like, that was the evolution of color. It was like a documentary from when it went from black and white to color.
No, I think when that movie came out, obviously I was a little older by then.
Yeah.
And my mom like was just like, see, Michael, maybe you were right. Like,
you're like, yeah, mom.
Yeah.
I get it. I was stupid when I was young, but I'm older now.
Fuck you, whore.
Sorry.
Then I grabbed her by the head and bashed her knee.
Yeah.
Her face into my knee.
Good way to bring it back to Breaking Bad.
Breaking.
Grabbed my mom by the head, man. Broke her skull. Yeah.
Just beat the shit out of my mom, dude. Yeah,
she deserved it.
Yeah. She's What'd she do? I don't know.
I don't remember, but it was worth it. I swear, man. So you guys did a podcast last night? Didn't you do one the night before, too?
We did one last night, and, obviously last night, as in...
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, like, did you do one two nights in a row?
Yeah, we did one, tonight. I'm not going to fuck around. And then we did one last night.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Last night we did it with that dude that was on Brothers from Different Mothers podcast with you.
Oh, the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, dude.
Randall McMurphy. Yeah, dude, he hooked me up with the tickets for that shit. And
he's cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah, man. I need to listen to his. Have you listened to his podcast yet? I haven't listened to it yet.
No, I'm definitely gonna check it out.
I know, as people are saying. I think even Bert Kreischer listened to it. I think.
Talking about that last night, but it was funny because we're just like, hey, you want to give any shout out? And he's like, no, fuck that, man. If they want to find me, they can find me. They know how to find me. Like,
that's cool, man.
He was funny.
I need to listen to that shit.
Yeah, we did. He was on for like an hour and 20 minutes.
That's cool. So yeah. That was last night or the night before or tonight?
That was last night. And then tonight it was 78 JC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
For the second time.
Tonight? Or was that like, I'm confused time-wise. Because technically, like tonight, like we're recording tonight. Or like last night.
Not this morning, not the AM.
Not before we started recording now.
Yes.
Okay. You recorded two podcasts, and this podcast. That's 3 days worth of podcasts in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to listen to any of them.
Yeah, me either. Well, maybe I might. I'm going to listen to your guys's because I actually want to listen to that. I don't want to listen to me. I was here.
Yeah.
I can hear me right now, and that's enough.
Exactly. Can you get feedback into your microphone or into your headphones to hear yourself talk? Or
Yeah.
Is that just a setting? Like,
yeah. It's a setting. I have a few programs running to be able to do. Like, I put up a video on Vimeo on like how I set up. So it's basically that, but it's for a Mac computer. So I don't know if you don't have a Mac, I don't know how it translates.
I have a Mac.
Okay. So if you watch this video, then there's two applications you have to install, and it kind of routes the audio in a way. So the computer doesn't know what's going on. So you can do more stuff.
Nice.
That's how I can record right now too. But yeah, I'm basically hearing, what I'm recording. So. Like, hear something, then it's not recording.
Perfect.
Yeah. Although, the last podcast I did, I fucked up because I hadn't recorded one myself. I was on the Brothers from Different Mothers podcast, and I was on your podcast. So I set my computer up differently and, changed some settings. So, like, the first 10 minutes, I could hear them, but my computer wasn't recording them. And I didn't notice it right away. So I had to go back, and I luckily was able to get my backups helped. But yeah, it's fucking frustrating as hell, man. Podcasting, I swear to God. You'd think it would, like, once you get shit set up once and it works a couple times, you think that's all you need to do. And then, like, some weird shit happens, and you're like, oh, I got to restart my everything. And,
yeah.
Fucking stupid bullshit.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I'm totally going off subject here, but I'm high, so it's gonna happen.
Hey, man, we're on the same town.
All right, cool. Same town page.
Yeah, they're both at the same time. So anyway, what alley are you taking me down?
Okay, so for my schooling, it's all online, so it's not like I can't see anybody, but we talk.
Like talk. Vocally or like chat, like text talk?
We can talk vocally and we can chat. okay. but they want to talk vocally. And okay. the day after I bought my microphone, I'm gonna be like, I was like, dude, I'm gonna be really fucking clear, because I'm gonna use this for my schooling. I'm just
might as well.
Yeah, just dude, I'm gonna sound super fucking clear.
For... They're like A plus for technology.
Yes, Michael, are you here with me?
So what are you going yeah. to school for?
Electrical.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have to do 4 years, and then once you do your 4 years and you have enough hours, then
yeah,
you go into like the state building and you have to take a test for your journeyman's license. And then once you have that, you can officially like basically you can do your own jobs.
Nice.
But then you have to be a journeyman for like 4 years. In order to become an, in order like for you to be able to take over a company, okay. or own a company,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and I you mean, have to it's do cool, but... yeah, you have to do schooling like every single year.
So how like, how far along are you?
I'm 2 years in.
Okay, so like halfway.
Yeah, but I've been doing like electrical work since like I was like raised, like yeah. raised.
Are you, you half know? Robot? Your mom was like a robot. You're like, I got to splice these cords. And the umbilical cord, it's like, a fucking, can I get a, some wire cutters? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. T3000. That's yeah, cool, man. Dude. That's one thing, like, my dad, I didn't really know my dad. He left when I was six, but he was in construction. So the house I grew up in, he built or he helped build. But I remember like one of my only memories was him. We had like a courtyard and there was a fountain that like never really worked my whole life. But I remember when I was young, when he was still around, he was working on it and I was in my room that, and then I had a window that faced the courtyard and I heard this like explosion sound. And then I saw him fly across the window, basically like, I don't know, he's working on the pump in the fountain. And crossed yeah. the wrong wires and like woohoo went flying across the courtyard. But it's like, so when I do like normal shit around my house, like when I first moved into this place, I replaced all the like the light switches and shit. Just doing basic shit like that, I'm scared. I'm a scurvy.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing really. I'm like, I'm following directions, but I'm pretty good at that. But I don't know. I don't really know how things work, you know?
So. As long as. The thing, like, the funny thing is that when I tell some people I'm an electrician, they're like, oh, don't get shocked. And it's like, guess what, dumbass? Most of the time when I'm working on shit, yeah. there's no power to it.
Yeah. It's like I turned it off first. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is that most people don't realize that they can go, like, most, especially in newer houses. Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they still had to do it in old houses, too. If not, they've done it by now. So every panel has a little panel schedule in it that tells you exactly what the breaker goes to.
Yeah.
So if it's just like, oh, lights, bam, hit those off. Now you can go change the light.
Yeah.
The light out.
Actually, it's like mine is right there, and when I open it up, it's not labeled very well. So like I have to, it's like a guessing game. I have to like uh-huh. turn it off. It's like, okay, did that work? But both of my monitors are mounted to the wall. So it's really was really 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 nerve wracking mounting, putting like drill holes, right basically on both sides of my fuse box.
You shouldn't actually have to worry. Then you shouldn't have to worry about it. Like in your house, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay, like you shouldn't have to worry about it actually, because all wire has to be with it. Like. An inch and a quarter in on the fucking stud.
Uh-huh.
And if not, it'll have a nail plate. So if you do try to drill into it and it's close,
uh-huh.
all you're going to do is hit that nail plate. And that's sweet. It.
Well, so I already did it and probably sweated a lot and pissed myself and was pacing a little bit going like, I don't know, man, I got to mount this shit. I got to set this office up in my closet and that's where the fucking thing is. And it's like, oh, and it's right on either. That's where the studs are. I checked it with the fucking stud finder like 20 different times. So I'm pretty sure this is going to work. And it's like, I don't know how to turn off the electricity other than this. And it's, it doesn't matter. I don't know. It's like, I could be gone right now, but I survived. Obviously.
How Like how long of a screw we're using.
I mean it's wall mount, so it's probably like 3-4 inch, maybe 3 inch.
I mean, as long as you're gonna be able to tell if you hit wood or if you hit sheetrock wire.
Yeah. Well, I figured as long as like I don't see metal or sparks, I'm good. So
yeah,
I didn't see either of those that I can remember. So maybe it did. I did, and that's the memory I have, is just a memory of me outside of my body going, "You're fucking stupid," which wouldn't be the first time. But
you know. Dude, one thing you could get to for electrical, it's a good thing everybody should own one. Is a little it's a little meter, like a power stick, basically. Uh-huh. And it has a little button on top, and you can plug it into a plug and press down a button, and it'll beep. It'll like beep if it's hot.
Uh-huh.
Or you can put it up on a wire, like, so if you're ever like changing anything out.
Oh, just to test if it's yeah. I have one of those the things with the two pointy pointies. Yeah. I have one of those. So I've done. That's what I was doing when I was doing. To test the, make sure it wasn't live when I was doing the switches and shit, but
yeah,
still honest. I'm stupid. So if I fuck up somewhere, just one link in the chain has to fuck up. And
It's electrical is not something that you want to fuck around
fuck
with. If you
man.
Don't have confidence in what you're doing, especially because I actually have been shocked, and it was like to the point where I couldn't take my hand off.
So you're like stuck on it?
Yeah, and then eventually it like the fucking breaker popped.
Uh-huh.
That's what fucking saved me. That's what made me take my hand off.
Yeah.
I thought like the breaker was off.
Uh-huh.
So I checked. I went up there and somebody went and turned the fucking breaker on from the time I went from the panel up into the thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't even check it. Which I should have. When I didn't check it, I was like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And went to go grab it to put some wire nuts on wires. And, dude, as soon as I grabbed it, it was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, fuck, like yelling that as loud as I could. And then I heard, because the panel wasn't that, because I was up in the attic. Mm-hmm. And the panel was, like, right by, like, the attic access, which was right where I was. And I could hear the breaker pop. I was like, oh, dude.
Yeah, no shit.
Motherfucker.
Fuck that shit, man.
My dad came up the ladder and he was just like, what happened? And I was like, oh, who turned the panel on? And he was like, I didn't do it. It must have been Doyle, who was the fucking superintendent of the job.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him later and he's like, yeah, that was me. I was like,
how dare you?
I didn't even say anything. I was just like, I walked away. I was just like, dude.
At least I know. If I have any permanent damage for anything, I know who to blame.
Wow, dude, I've already had enough concussions and that. For some reason, I have bad luck when I'm crawling on top of things.
It's like, kind of a strange situation to be crawling on top of things and then get a concussion. But I suppose if you're like in like a roof situation or a ceiling.
Up in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Man. It wasn't actually, I didn't get a concussion, but I fractured my tailbone.
I think I bruised my tailbone before when I was younger, but I don't know. Fracturing, how do you sit down after that?
Oh, dude, actually, like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I laid on my side or, like, my stomach. Like,
how old were you?
That was, like, a year ago.
Oh, so could you drive? Could you even, like, sit in a car to drive?
It hurt, but I had, like, a donut like thing.
Kind of lean?
I had a donut thing that relieved the pain.
Nice.
But it still fucking sucked. Like, luckily, there was a Walmart right, like, here was my apartment complex,
uh-huh.
And here's the Walmart.
Okay.
So, like, I would just drive down there.
Yeah.
And, like, slowly walk my way to go, like, get, like, do anything.
Yeah.
Because I, dude, I, if I'm sitting at my house, like, at my, the apartments at all, I'm just like, oh, dude, this is fucking boring. Like,
yeah.
So bored, like, playing video games is enough. Like, after a while, it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Something new, please. Like, guess I'll go to Walmart and walk around for 15 minutes.
Oh, man. One of the good things for Walmart, it's like reality TV.
Like, yeah.
If you want to see, like, actual reality TV, just go there. You get, like, yeah, all of those shows mixed into one, and you can buy, like, Skittles for really cheap.
The dirtier the area, the better, dude. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Like, I've been to Walmarts all over the place, and it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. But yeah, people trash that place everywhere. It's like, yeah, nobody gives a fucking shit. I don't even think the employees do. But
no. I'm sure they're like half the people that mess it up because they hate, like,
yeah,
getting paid shit wage.
Yeah, man. Nice. Fucking Walmart. But yeah, that would be, I could see that being entertaining if you got, like, just a room to stare at. Like, what is the other alternative?
Yeah.
Especially in Arizona. I don't know what's out in Arizona.
No, that was in Albuquerque, dude.
Well, New Mexico, Arizona, same.
Yeah, no, Albuquerque's way worse. But no, I was walking through the ceiling, dude, and the HVAC guys had, it was basically their, the vent that they're eventually going to, like, the vent thing that they're going to hook up to for the fart fan. And they had the bracing for it, and I stepped on it, and they had it in with 1¼-inch screws through a 2x4. It had,
what,
like, that much of a screw into it. I stepped on it and fell, and, like, my body, like, as I was going down, my body went like that. And I just hit smack right onto the concrete. Like, it was, I think it's probably an 8-foot ceiling. Like, yeah. And my dad was talking to one of, like, the higher ups in the that company.
Yeah.
And he, like, went running. Like, he, like, pushed them out of the way. And he was just like, hey, you all right? And I'm like, fuck! I was like, dude, fuck that.
Yeah, he was shit.
Because, dude, the thing that sucked is there's only 15 minutes left in the day. I was doing my last thing. Very last thing. It was so close.
That's horrible.
Yeah, dude. Fucking went to the hospital, dude. Oh, dude, no, that was the worst part.
Yeah.
Because they stuck their fucking finger up my butt to feel.
Oh, no. And you liked it. That's why it's so horrible.
Yes, dude.
That's the worst way to find out you like that shit.
Yeah. No, when I start, like, what the fuck?
Look at that.
Sorry.
Sorry.
No, dude. You, like, put it in there. I was like, fuck, whoa, that. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. We just met, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
We just met.
Can I have a dinner first, at least?
Yeah.
Jesus, that would suck, man.
Because I literally, as soon as he started doing it, I was like, hey, ow, yeah, ow. He's like, does it hurt that bad? I was like, yeah, you're trying to stick your finger in my asshole. Not going to happen.
This is a first for me.
Yeah.
When is the first time comfortable ever?
Yeah, damn.
Oh.
This is the second time I've, like, hurt my back seriously and had to go to the hospital.
Back injuries suck. Do you, like, still get pain from it? From
either? Oh, dude. Yeah. Like, if I don't, like, if I sit up straight, like, with no back support, if I actually stand for too long, everything. If I sit for too long, I stand for too long, I do too much activity. Like, yeah. I have to find, like, a perfect, like, mode, like, a perfect thing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It literally fatigues me to stand for long periods of time. I have to sit down every couple hours.
That sucks, man. Is it, like, mostly lower back, or is it, like,
no,
everything?
Yeah. It's lower back.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty much everything. My shoulder, my shoulder's fucked up. My right shoulder is from playing baseball, like, pitching. And, no, like, my back, like, my junior year of high school, I got tackled by four guys, all from different directions. One like right in the stomach, one from each side, and one straight to the back, and like fractured my sacrum, which is like the bone, like where your spinal cord comes down. There's like those two bones. Yeah, well, yeah, they're kinda. Like the back plate, yeah, like yeah. bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were fractured. Fractured my growth plate. Tore all the muscles in my lower back. Tore my groin muscles. Yeah, dude.
That sucks. When it rains, are you hurting more? Do you hurt more, or do you just like hurt all the time? It's like,
I don't know.
More hurting.
It's
I mean,
now
you're
it's
in the desert.
Just,
so,
well, now that I work so much, though.
Yeah.
Like now I'm working 40 hours of. Like sometimes it's hard labor, sometimes it's not. Like when we do our underground work, when we're putting all the pipe in underneath underground, like dude, my back can't take the shoveling sometimes.
Oh like, yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, like me bent over for any amount of time is, you know, that's neither here nor there. But when I'm like, if I'm having to bend over for something for too long of amount of time, it's just like. Standing up hurts or kneeling down. My knees and my back are fucked. But, like, it's just, like, it's... I feel like I'm 80. It's, like, it takes me, like, a minute to go from, like, what Mick was looking like bent over 45 degrees earlier and then, like,
yeah.
all the way standing straight up. It, like, takes a while for your muscles and everything to be, like, okay, I guess I can let you do that.
Yeah. No, like, if I do, like the stretch, like, down to your toes mm-hmm. and come back up, I have to come back up slowly.
Yeah.
But it's actually the best way to do it because A, you don't get a head rush, and B, like it lets your muscles like kind of
like
slowly move into place instead yeah. of okay, like you're done.
So have you gone to like chiropractor and stuff like that or no?
I've been to physical therapy. I've like been a massage therapist and
yeah.
The only thing that really takes my mind off of it is weed.
Yeah.
But well, I also have like a little back massage thing that my mom bought me for Christmas. I'll go get massages every now and then, but I think I do need to go see a chiropractor.
Dude, there's when you come out to San Diego, there's one I go to all the time. Good. Fucking works on the Charger cheerleaders.
Nice, dude. Yeah,
he's legit. I don't know how much he costs. Cause my insurance covers it, but he's fucking good. He's a cool dude. But yeah, I had fucking back problems forever. It's mostly my upper back, like my neck and like between my shoulder
yeah.
blades and my shoulder.
Yeah, like, right and like.
yeah.
Yeah. No, like.
Yep.
I get really tight in
yep.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was caused by the lower back. Because what happens when I did pulled all the muscles in my lower back. They put instead of like making my back stiffen up and putting me in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
They put me on crutches. Well, from doing all that, like it put so much strain because my upper back was trying to make up for it, and my upper back was like, "Good
yeah.
night."
Yeah.
Like, and that was probably when I was the best shape of my life was my junior year of high school. And that happened.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah. yeah. It fucked me up like the rest of high school sports. Every sport year, like my back would get thrown out.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Was it just football you played, or you play other sports?
No, I played basketball and baseball.
Okay, so.
But much. I only played football that year, my junior year, and it was the second game of the year.
Nice. That's great. That's good.
But and like an idiot, I came back like for the last like three games. The last game of the season, I got the start, and first play got hit really hard, and I felt my back like start to tense up, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm done.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm not gonna risk, like,
dude,
the rest.
Back pain. Like, there's so many different kinds of pain you can have, but back pain is like, you can't ignore it. You can't fucking work through it. You can't walk it out. You can't do shit. It's like, if it's hurting, if you're getting back spasms, it's like, you can't, it's like, that's, that has every, that has the say of what's going on right now. It's like, if it says you're not going to move, then you're not going to fucking move right now.
Oh, dude, when the craziest back spasm I ever had was, well, I'm sure I've had crazier ones, but the most recent one was like I was working up in near Phoenix, and it was a Saturday. I was gonna start cleaning the apartment and go grocery shopping and shit. And I fucking went out of my room, like I was like, oh shit, I forgot something. Turned around. I probably turned around this way millions of times before. And as I turned around, I threw out my back, dropped to the ground in pain.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to ruin my whole weekend now, because the next day, Sunday, dude, couldn't do shit either.
Yeah.
And then Monday at work, it was just like, oh, like barely do it. Like I was like, I can work, but I'm not going to be worth a whole lot, but I'll still do shit. Just don't make me, I can't crawl anywhere. Don't make me bend too much. Like if I'm sitting down, that's fine. If I'm standing up, that's fine, but nothing strenuous. But, dude, that fucking ruined that whole weekend, dude.
Yeah.
Just laid in bed, like, I put, like, the back massager on.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I've never felt my back, like, my back felt like it, everywhere it rubbed. I mean, it doesn't bother me, like, back massages.
Yeah.
The harder they dig into the muscles, the better it feels, actually, for me.
I know the feeling, and, man.
Yeah, and that thing would dig so deep. Like, I'd tear up, dude.
Yeah.
It would hit, like, a certain nerve, and it'd be like,
oh! Yeah, I know, man.
But it feels like, but it's also just feeling of, like,
relief. It's like, the pain. The pain has finally been substituted with something that feels good, and I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
Because I know when I move it, it's going to end.
Yeah, no, the thing lasts for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, and so it's, like, sometimes I'll let it just dig into, like, I'll, like, I don't care, like, what kind of position I'm in. I'll just, like, turn myself in the weirdest position, and it'll, like, find that knot, and it'll just fucking dig, and it'll be, like, every time it's just, like, ow, like, I'm cussing at it, like, fuck you! Dude, I was at fucking airport once getting a massage, and I, like, she found a knot, dude, and, like, she was digging deep, and I was like, oh, fuck you! Totally forgetting where I was.
Yeah, yeah. And knowing that that's, like, a sign of, like, that's a good thing. Yeah.
she was like, you might want to remember you're in an airport. Like, sorry. God damn.
I wasn't in that moment. I was not in an airport.
That
shit sucks, man.
Yeah.
Back pain. And that's one of the things, like, because I had fucked up problems with my back. Because I had like back problems forever. And I finally went to a chiropractor, and he did like x-rays and all kinds of shit. And, like I would get it a lot. I would get a lot of back pain when I was doing artwork and when I was like riding my bike. And he realized that when he did x-rays, the top of my spine had been worn down from just like bending, putting my head forward, from like drawing and painting and doing work on my computer and just all kinds of shit, just basically have my head down. And even when I drove, like I never noticed that my head was like always forward. And he said one of the things to alleviate the pain, because it was like putting a lot of stress on the muscles that went like up your neck and down your shoulder blades, was just to put, when you're driving, post your head back against the headrest, which I never did. So like the first few months of driving were really weird, because I was like just always back in my seat, and like it was really uncomfortable. After a while, it was like it went away, and like I had to go, like my back was so fucked up just from my muscles. I mean, it's when your muscles get tense from like any kind of pain, then that's when your body just starts to fuck itself, because like your muscles are like tweaking everything because they're always tense. So I had to go for like 2 times a week, every week for, I don't know, like 4 months I had to go. But by the end of it, and he was using like that tape shit that they put on your back and everything. But by the end of it, it was like, wow, I like don't have any pain. And as soon as I do, I go in, get adjusted. And it's always in the same spots. But afterwards, fucking awesome. And he has this like this percussion machine thing that's like, it's almost like a fucking crazy vibrator deal. It's a percussion therapy device thing. But it's basically the same as getting a deep tissue massage. So it feels amazing because it's like that, you know, that good pain. But after that shit, man, 2 days after that, you're sore as fuck from that thing beating your muscles up, just loosening everything up. But it's so good. Like afterwards, you're like fucking a wet noodle.
Yeah.
It feels so fucking good.
When I was going to physical therapy, they had like I went to physical therapy like 3 days a week, and 1 day a week it was massage therapy.
Nice.
Where I'd get like a 15-20 minute soft tissue massage.
Uh-huh.
And like the first time they did it, they were massaging, and then my back popped like three or four times in one spot from it. Dude.
That's barely such a good sound when that happens when you're in pain.
But it is, but like the craziest thing is like she wasn't rubbing, like you could like literally like grab your arm and just barely squeeze it. That's about as light, like she was barely fucking rubbing. Like at all. Like there's no pressure, barely any pressure.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah. Well, it's weird when your muscles relax and everything, and it's just you feel your body just kind of just like fix itself. Rogan talks about it, like when you go in the tank, which I have some Groupons that I need to take advantage of, that I bought two ventures to a tank out in San Diego, isolation tank. But that's what he was saying is like you relax so much that you can actually hear your back realigning. And I noticed that too. Like certain times, you know, you're doing certain herbal supplements and it's just like the stiffness that you had. It's like most of my shit's stress, you know, and I have my stress in my shoulders. So fucking when you relieve that stress, then everything just kind of falls back into the place usually. You know, so it's so fucking nice.
Most of my back pain is caused by, like, just, like, how I sit. Like,
yeah.
If I sit, right now I'm sitting. Obviously, I'm sitting back, like, leaning back.
Yeah.
I'm like, this feels good.
Uh-huh.
But, like, when I sit up and get closer, it, like, it's all right, but my back gets so weak.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel it at the bottom. And that I can handle that for a while.
Yeah.
And then once it starts getting up into my shoulder blades, it's like, oh, dude, fuck this. This hurts.
Yep. It sucks, man. That's why, like, anytime I'm working on my computer, it's so hard because I have to, like, remind myself to, like, kind of lean back in my chair. And that's, like, when I set the podcast thing up, it's like I need to make sure when I'm doing this shit that I can, like, be comfortable and not like be like sitting up, like try to have to remember to be sitting up with like the perfect posture. Like I want to be able to just like lean back and be comfortable and just relax, not have to like have my back tense up. And you know, I want to be as comfortable as possible as much as possible.
No, I want to get a new, like I want to get a chair that I can use for like just for podcasting, because I'm tired of sitting on my bed. Like, that's why I've been coming out here to the living room and sitting in the recliners out here. But
yeah.
Yeah, I want to find
a comfortable chair is very important. So is a comfortable bed too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, when I sit on my bed and podcast, it makes it so much easier for me to be like, oh, I could just say goodbye, turn around, and go
this
to sleep.
This is so comfortable. This is where I sleep.
Yeah, well,
I should probably do that.
So I heard that you and Brian were talking about doing a 24-hour podcast.
Yeah, man. I need to work out all the details, see if it's how it's possible, where it's possible. But like, because there's other, there was another like charity thing that was doing it for like video games or gaming for 24 hours. And there was another podcast that live streamed it. And they were doing like video games and board games and all different kinds of games for 24 hours. And like people would donate. And then when I was on with you guys on whatever episode that was, it was like one of your first ones for FAC.
I think that was like number two.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. You know, you guys, I think somebody mentioned, you know, doing it 24 hours. And that like reminded me that I had seen another podcast do a 24 hour thing. So I was thinking of a way that everybody in the Inspired Sorta Collective could get together and do like a 24 hour podcast marathon and have it so it would sponsor charity. But we're working out all the details on everything. But basically, yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be fucking insane. Because it would be basically like we're, what we've been doing tonight, where it's kind of like different people coming on and off.
Yeah.
But for 24 hours. And then I've got some ideas as far as like just like once we get all the details figured out, then we can figure out and we tested everything and we know it's going to work. We can figure out when we want to do it. We figure out how we're going to have everything set up. And then we can start thinking of like trying to get people on, like guests on. Since it's going 24 hours, and since, you know, we're all related in a lot of ways, like a lot of people in the IDC have interviewed a lot of Death Squad people, getting Death Squad guys, try and get Death Squad guys on, and just, you know, just try and reach out to as many people as possible for, you know, to help out with, like, for the charity and stuff like that. But it first, we have to figure out all the details, and I probably talked about way too much, but... That is neither here nor there.
I'm stealing all those ideas.
That's fine. That's
making
that's
fine. Making them mine.
That's all good. I don't really want to. I mean, it's a lot of pieces that have to fall into place. But right now, Brian's working on just seeing the best way to see if we can do a 24-hour podcast, and then like just the factors that go into that.
Red, you mean Brian Redband?
No. That would be cool though. It'd be cool to get them on it. And I don't know, like with recording, like on Google Plus or Ustream or whatever. I mean, Ustream has a 3-hour limit, but I don't know what Google Plus has. I don't think, from what I've heard, it doesn't have anything. But you know.
How would you, but we'd have to, if we uploaded the audio, it'd obviously have to come out in different episodes.
Well, as far as like what happens later, I mean, it's mostly an event that's supposed to be witnessed.
Or we could sell it like as an album.
We could do that. Yeah, we could do a lot of things. I mean, the main thing is to do it live and have people able to donate live. A fundraiser, like a PBS type of fundraiser.
Are we going to hire Ed McMahon?
We could. I don't know if he's alive or how much he costs, but we could do that, I'm sure. Or Ed McWoman.
Ed McSandwich.
Yeah.
Ed McMack. Yeah, Ed McMuffin. Ed McNugget.
Yeah, yeah. We could just like get McDonald's to sponsor it, and then we could just get catered shitty food and just eat as
cold fries. Yeah. Cold fries and greasy poured burgers.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's an idea, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to just try it because it'd be weird because 24 hours. I mean, I don't know who could last all 24 hours. I don't know what would happen all 24 hours. I mean, it would come and go. So it's like the whole like coming this the whole logistics of everything is fucking a lot. But
I'll just do a lot. I'll just get a lot of coke, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll run the whole thing.
There you go. Okay.
I'll get some coke and acid, and I'll just fry and
there we go.
Be like, anybody that comes on, be like,
You're on a show. Donate. Donate right there. You're on a show. Let's go. Like that?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I don't have cocaine or anything, but.
Or I'd just get really high and be like.
I'm sure people would donate too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was good drool. $5. Yeah. Oh, it's Breaking Bad. Yeah. Cameo. It's a cameo.
Yeah, it's a cameo. Donate.
Stop meth.
Yeah. Blows up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Jesse from Breaking Bad found dead on Google Plus.
24-hour long podcast was too much for Breaking Bad co-star.
Yeah. Here's the video.
Yeah. Like, that's not video. And then you twitch a little bit. It's like, oh, it is.
Yeah.
Back spasm. I heard he had back problems.
Yeah.
This is back.
Did you guys hear him?
His back is the last thing to die.
It's probably because he's smoking weed.
Yeah.
We're talking about it.
Fucking weed.
Fucking stoners.
His back just woke up, man.
Yeah.
Didn't know what was going on. Wait, man, where's the party? Oh, we're dead? Oh, okay. That's good.
I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah, man. Wow, we've gone an hour and a half since I started recording.
Nice, dude. Jesus Christ. It was funny when you like get to actually talking on these things, time fucking flies, dude.
I know. It's fun. It's
there's fun. There's some people that like actually first time when Gonzo was on, we were both drunk and so we bashed heads quite a bit.
Yeah. It's hard, man. It's hard sometimes because you don't know people's personalities and you don't know, like, their flow, especially because you've never heard them before. So, and everybody, when they're doing a podcast, is like they want to be representative of themselves as much as possible. So it's like it's really hard to kind of mesh. Like, that was one thing when I did my last podcast. Like, I never talked to those guys before. I never even talked to them on Twitter. I saw their movie. So I knew they had really funny senses of humor, but like talking to him was like really kind of weird. And plus I was out of it, but yeah, man, it's weird. And then you kind of get used to it and, you know, it's, I don't know, especially when it's like, it's not even my podcast, but I'm recording it. So I guess it could be my podcast, but when it's not my podcast and I don't have to worry about shit, it's like, it's way easier.
Yeah.
You know, like when I have to worry about shit recording and make sure nothing fucking fucks up, then it's like I'm constantly distracted and I have to like worry about everything. It's like, how far are we going? Are we on another time? It's like, okay. But when I don't have to worry about that shit, it's like, all right. Especially right now, it's like, I don't really give a shit.
What are you going to do with this audio?
I don't know. I mean, I could turn it into one of my episodes, but Gonzo was on it first. And I think he wanted me to send it to him, so I'll probably see what he wants to do, and then if not, it would just be another Inspired Disorder podcast, I guess.
All right.
But.
All right. I just want to give a couple shout-outs to Nobody, because y'all fucking suck.
Oh, you know a lot of vacuums.
Yes, I do. God damn it.
Hoover, Dyson, fuck you, Oreck.
Yeah, Hoover, Dyson.
You motherfuckers. You Roomba? Roomba? You little bitch. Everybody, nobody even push you around. You just do it. You fucking lazy bitch.
You ain't Roomba. No fucking dirt devil.
Yeah, I robot this. Yeah. Suck my dick. Ouch.
Ouch.
Damn shop vac. Motherfucker. Yeah, wet and dry.
I thought it was wet.
No, it was dry. Yeah. It scratched my dick.
Car vacuum.
Oh, car vacuum. Those low powered. That's just like tease. Wait, I don't know what that feels like. I'm just, what are we talking about?
You don't?
Yeah, I do. What? What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
Feels good. What?
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes feels good. What? But some other times not. So what? So, yeah. So, okay. Let's just wrap it up like it's actual podcast.
Okay.
Where can people find you on the Twitter?
You can find me at I Love Tater Tots. It's spelled just like it sounds, and if you can't spell it, I don't want you following me.
Yay!
And you can, oh yeah, and you can also follow FAC Podcast, which is mine and Death Squad P's B's podcast.
And later P. And they drink too much.
Or you smoke too much weed.
Yeah. Sweet, dude. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Ray Taylor dot at twitter.com/ at Ray, wait, at no, / Ray Taylor. And you can go to my website, inspireddisorder.com. And that is where you can find me online. And this has been another episode of either Constant Confusion Podcast created by GonzoGreen29 on Twitter or Postal Poet on Twitter or ConConPod on Twitter. But if this is not the podcast you thought you were listening to, then you can just follow me and go to inspireddisorder.com and listen to all of the other shows that go on there, such as the Inspired Disorder Collective. Thank you. And good night.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Embedded signals within this podcast have reprogrammed your natural thinking patterns. Side effects may include lack of inhibitions, erectile dysfunction, anal leakage, transcendental communication with beings from 4 of the 7 primary dimensions. In the event of a tear in space-time, please keep your hands down and feet together. Any loss of life or limbs due to interdimensional travel is not the responsibility of this podcast.